Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, apps designed for iOS 9 and the new iPhone 6.
She got one. Did you miss the Pope? Well, don't worry. It's not too late to take a selfie with His Holiness.
All that and our favorite new camera app on
iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by PillPack, a full-service pharmacy that combines personalized service, convenient packaging, and modern technology to make your life easier. Visit PillPack.com/twit and save $20 on vitamins and OTCs when you transfer your prescriptions. And by Gazelle. Would you like to get cash for your old iPhone? Gazelle makes it easy. The shipping is free and the payment is fast. What's your iPhone worth? Find out at Gazelle.com. And by Lynda.com, the online learning platform with over 3,000 on-demand video courses to help you strengthen your business, technology, and creative skills. For a free 10-day trial, visit Lynda.com/iOS today. That's LYNDA.com/iOS today. It's iOS Today. Hello, everybody. Leo Laporte here.
And I am Megan Maroney. And welcome back to The Fold, Leo Laporte.
I have an iPhone, and I'm not afraid to use it.
What are you going to use it for?
You got one.
I got one. I went on an epic hero's journey to get this.
That makes it all the more valuable.
It was, yeah. Because I ordered it on the day you could order it. And when I say day, I don't mean I got up at midnight as you did.
Yeah.
I waited until noon the next day.
Were you confused about time zones?
I just thought.
You've never done this before?
No.
So what did you order?
I ordered the 6S pink, also known as rose gold, plus.
Plus the big one,
the 64.
But when was it going to come?
October 9th. Mm. And, you know, sometimes they're not, they exaggerate in the long time, you know. But yeah. I thought that you couldn't walk into the store. I didn't want to wait in line.
Well, so we had a conversation.
Yes.
And you said, should I go wait in line? I said, you could. It just depends on how brave and bold you feel. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, the reason people wait in line, and that was last Friday, is because they know that they get a number and you're in line and you will probably be able to get the iPhone, probably of your choice. Mm-hmm. If you are brave, however, you may be able to walk in, I told you this, that afternoon and get an iPhone. You may not have as broad a choice, but they'll probably have something in stock. That didn't work for you.
Well, I do tech news tonight, so I couldn't walk in. I found out too late that you have that robot, the sensor robot that people were, did you see that robot waiting in line?
We have one.
Yes, I could have used that. Yes, that was part of the hero's journey. Why didn't I get the robot to wait in line for me?
But you did learn something that's really important.
Yes.
Every store gets a shipment every morning,
right.
Or almost every store.
Yes, so that's part of the hero's journey, too. There are helpers along the way. You know, this is the mythical helper was the guy at the
Fordham. What point did you sit next to the stove in the ashes? At any point in there?
Yes. Yeah, that was after they
right
said...
About
that was after they laughed at me for asking for the Rose Gold
6S
Plus. But the guy at the Corona Madera store, Apple store, he said, that's a Marin, he said, what you got to do is go online at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning and then reserve your time, and then you can casually walk in. So they had, they didn't have them at the Marin store, but they did have them in the Santa Rosa store. I casually walked in, I got the phone, and now
you had to make an appointment.
Yes.
And they had the phone you wanted.
They had the phone I
nice.
Wanted. And, you know, the carrier. It has to match your carrier,
right.
too.
Right.
And then I walked in and I got it. And I canceled the order right at the last minute.
Oh, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Until they ship it and prepare your order, you can cancel.
You cancel it. So if you have a shipping date that's crazy, too, because you don't like to wake up at midnight or 3 a.m. or wherever it is, then you can do this.
And just
when you have it in your hands, cancel the other one. They can do it all there, obviously.
So when did you get it?
I got it on Sunday at 12:30.
Okay, you've had it like 24 hours?
I've had it about 24 hours.
What do you think?
I love it. Some of the features are a little underwhelming, I think.
Tell me what you were underwhelmed by.
The live photos. And maybe I'm doing it wrong. But the ones that they demoed and the one that you have of Ozzy, the live photo, That one was awesome.
Not that one, by the way. The Fresh Prince of USUC. No. That's not the one.
Don't take live photos of the
of things that aren't moving. But I did take part of it is I've had more time to practice.
Yeah, okay.
So we were in the car with my dog, Ozzy, and driving. And I think this is actually a great photo, which shows off the iPhone pretty well. You can see the blurry background. That shows the speed. A nice, well-focused picture of the dog. The key on live photos is to understand that when you're taking one, it remembers what happened a second and a half before you press the shutter, and it will remember what happened a second and a half after. So it's going to record 3 seconds of audio and video. You can always just use the still. The still is stored as a JPEG. The rest of it is stored as an MOV, a movie file. That's a standard file. It's about twice as big as just the still alone. So you should be aware of the storage implications of this. And most importantly, only you and friends with iPhones, in fact, iPhone 6Ss, will be able to see it because it uses the 3D touch feature. So you have to pop, which means press it a little bit hard, and then you'll get a little haptic feedback. Oh, wait a minute. This isn't it.
Okay,
this is part of the problem. I posted this picture on Instagram.
Oh, and that's the version you posted.
And what's saved here is the Instagram version, which has no... And that's the problem a little bit with peek and poke and pop, is that you don't know what's going to happen always. Mm-hmm. So this is the right picture. Now, when I press it, and I think for kids especially, Natalie Morris on Twitter yesterday showed us a picture of her son. Or maybe it was her daughter.
Well, I got one that I did, but it wasn't so great.
That looks pretty good.
It's okay. This was my first try. Oops, sorry. There we go.
So let me give you a lesson.
Okay.
Everybody should get a lesson on how to do this. Because, you know, I've always thought that adding a little video and audio is a really nice way of making a photo album just come to life. Instead of just a bunch of stills, you mix them up. Sometimes it's a still, sometimes. So here's the key. I'm going to take a picture of you. First thing you do is you open the camera. Now, the minute you open the camera... Where are you going? You don't like it so close?
Not so close.
Most people don't. That's why I get right in there. So what you have to remember is as soon as the camera is open, as it is right now, it's recording. So everything it's seeing right now is kind of being saved in a buffer.
Ah.
That's because of this little yellow dot. Let me put it down here so it's a little bit more in focus. The little yellow dot is the live feature. So
right.
I just turned it off.
Concentric circles.
If you want to say concentric circles, bullseye is another way. If you want to save space, maybe keep it turned off. Lisa and I were talking about this, and she said just leave it on all the time.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons I got 128 gigs, probably one of the reasons that you got 64 gigs. Mm-hmm. But you want more space.
Yeah.
And so you want to be able to take those photos. So now I know that it is currently recording you moving around and stuff like that. I haven't shot the picture yet, but now I'm going to shoot the picture. And the one thing that people always do, and I did at first, is don't put the phone down right away.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you get a lot of live photos of phones being put down. It's not very interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you'll get a lot of those. The other thing is I wouldn't coach people to move around too much.
Well,
you're going to see, for some reason, there seems to be some stuttering if there's a lot of motion.
Okay.
You kind of want it to be just a little bit more natural. I love that image, by the way. You do seem to like your iPhone.
I do like it.
And then if I pop it, we'll see you actually kissing it. But you see how there's a few frames dropped in there? That's actually really pretty funny. Here's another nice feature. I can now make that my wallpaper.
Oh, you should, for sure.
Or my lock screen. I think I might. And it will come alive. I'll show you. I used one of Apple's. This is one of Apple's stock lock screens. It's really quite beautiful. It's a beautiful animation. When you're just looking at it like that, it looks like a still. But if you 3D, hello, wake up. If you 3D touch it, it comes to life.
Yeah, that's cool.
Isn't
that
nice?
To do that. It should do a better job of showing you which are the live photos and which aren't.
Well, this is kind of the problem with 3D touch in general, which is it's not predictable.
Right.
But I have to say, I feel like, this is another problem. This fingerprint reader is so fast that you just pop into it. You don't really know what's going to happen. If you actually end up starting to force touch everything. If it doesn't support it, it'll just go, did it? And you can't tell on the... on the TV, but there's a little haptic that goes. But if it's something from Apple, most but not all apps from Apple will pop up a menu. You can have 4 items in that menu. Apple's telling developers those should be the 4 things people are most likely to want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I love this because
I love that too.
It takes you, it's for power users. Mm-hmm. If you know what you want to do, this is the Reminders app. and it's giving me all the different lists I have in here. If you know what you want to do, it just saves you mm-hmm. from opening the app, finding the list, and adding something to the list. You can go right to the list. Some third parties are supporting it. Instagram now supports it. So those are the four commands that the developers think you're going to most likely want. New post, view activity, search, and direct.
It also supports it within Instagram, too.
Which is really nice. Yeah, you could choose filters. And so,
like, I could see all your pictures. I don't know if you want to show my...
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
So, like, I could see all of Leo's pictures.
So, yeah, I'm looking at this, and if I force touch the person's name, it will show me. I think Instagram really has done a great job.
Yeah.
I feel like I want everybody to do this because Google Plus, New York Times, even some Apple apps, the Apple Watch app.
Interesting.
Right?
But settings you can do, App Store
settings you can do. Oh, let's go back and do that. So App Store, you get two choices. There's not a whole lot you can do in the App Store, mm-hmm. but search and redeem. It'd be nice maybe if they'd shown like most popular or some other things. You get up to four items.
Maybe
settings,
last thing you downloaded
nothing,
or something?
Nothing.
Oh, settings, nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, that's
so
weird.
Even Apple isn't very consistent
on this.
But
did you see the messages? Did you already show that?
Messages
frequent,
is great because
contacts.
Mine, I guess I haven't done enough messages, but phone and messages will both show you people you call a lot and allow you to very quickly jump right into messages.
And also to create a new contact, which I love that because, you know, that's the thing when you just met someone and you're like, oh, let me get my contact, and you start messing around with it, and then they're like, what? And they already walk away.
Yeah, I really feel like this is a power user feature that I was so skeptical about originally because I've used this on the Watch and on the MacBooks, and I thought, this is just not working. But it really, I feel like it really is, and there's two things that make it work on the iPhone 6S. One is the haptic feedback you get, so you really know what's going to happen. And the other is this 3D touch, where you have kind of three levels. There's a tap, there's a half push, which they call peak, and then there's this final push, which they call pop, and that pops up the menu. It's, I think, fairly intuitive, and so I think Apple's done a good job implementing this. And I hope more developers, like I said, hope more developers will do the same.
Yeah, I was definitely overwhelmed with that. I mean, that was great. I was not underwhelmed with the peak and pop. There was another one that you just showed me earlier. I don't know if we can
Jason
show
Snell where showed you, me this. This is fabulous. You need to be in an app. So let's say this happens to me all the time. I'm in my Audible app, and when I first launch it, I want to log in. Right, and I go, oh, now I have to, normally on an iPhone or an iPad, you'd have to exit the app, go to your LastPass, get the password, go back to the app. It's kind of a painful process. Force swipe from the left. You have to be in an app. This won't do it in the Springboard. And you'll get the recents. This is the new recents menu. They have kind of these cards instead of having it separate icons or separate windows. There's two things you can do at this point. If you swipe all the way over, it goes to the previous thing you used.
Mm-hmm.
If you swipe just a little of the way, it goes to this recents. That's what you get when you double tap the home button.
But you don't have to be in an app because I just did it when I wasn't.
Oh, did you?
Well, it was hard to. Oh, there we go. You have to. There we go. See that? No,
you see,
if you can show my screen.
I guess you can. You're right.
You have to get it
I apologize.
In the right place. Yeah.
It's a little hard to do if you're not in an app, I guess.
But then you push even harder. That's a good example of the light touch versus the force touch. Light touch is swiping, and then if you touch it really hard, it opens all of them like you double tap.
A light touch is going to take you over to the left.
Easier than
that is one. In fact, I hadn't discovered. Jason Snell told me about it on the new screensavers. But where I used it a lot, logging in, because I use a password manager.
Yeah,
I hope everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do that multi-step thing. This makes it so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 3D touch, live photos. The camera app. Don't we love the camera app? Mm-hmm. Do you love the camera app? I feel like it's really just doing a great job.
Well, so here's the other rookie mistake I made in the beginning of live photos. Don't hold down the shutter
Oh, you don't need to.
Yeah.
You don't need to. Now I've just taken 14 burst images
that's
of nothing.
That's what I thought that live photos, because that's how Snapchat works. You know, you hold down the shutter.
Right.
But Snapchat
No,
doesn't
so
work
you just
like
take a single picture.
Right.
The key is to remember that a second and a half before you took it and a second and a half after you took it, it's still recording. So just be a little more patient. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is there's no harm, no foul if you put the phone down. It's just you're going to be using the still.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I just say leave it on. Especially if you're using the iCloud photo library, which Apple uses to automatically make sure that photos aren't taking up too much space.
Right.
Then you won't ever run out of space. I have this. Now, have you tried any 4K video?
I haven't, but I did. Another app that uses the Force Touch that I really like is Dropbox. so you can use the
Let's see what happens then.
See, and just open that up. So
do that again. So you're going to show her.
So here's, I'm looking through.
This is your Dropbox directory.
Screenshot, and there we go.
Oh, so that's like
a
quick look.
Yeah.
Nice.
So if you can't see what you're like, because I know when I'm going through Dropbox, and it's often just the label and not what it is, and
I think you're gonna have some months now where people discover something and tell their friends.
Yes.
It's kind of like Snapchat,
mm-hmm.
where you go, have you seen this new feature?
Right.
Oh, that's cool.
And some things will be useful to you and some things won't.
Here's a tip. Go into settings. And you're going to want to play with the camera settings a little bit before you kind of get too much into it. This is in photos and cameras. I already mentioned I would recommend turning on the iCloud Photo Library. That lets Apple manage the and optimize the iPhone mm-hmm. storage. Absolutely a must if you have a 16 gig phone. But even with a 64, I think it's a good idea. I always, and it's in off by default, I turn off upload burst photos. You really don't want those mm-hmm. 14 pictures I just took of something. Now, here's the key. This is the setup for the camera. It's not in the camera. It's in the settings and photos and camera. And you get to choose what quality video. There's four settings. 720p, which is the kind of low quality high def at 30 frames a second. 1080p at 30 frames. I am shooting, and this is not the default, so I think you might want to try this. 1080p at 60 frames. That high frame rate really helps with action. Because you get twice as much information of, and something's moving fast. Now, this is the 4K setting. I wouldn't use this. First of all, when you play it back on the phone isn't 4K, it's 1080p. So it's going to downsample it. Unless you have a 4K TV at home or a 5K iMac, you're not going to be able to watch that video. And it's going to be a lot bigger, more than twice as big. It's going to be four times as big. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to stick with 1080p at 60 frames. I think that's a higher quality setting. And a good one. They tell you how much space will be used. It'll be 60 megabytes per minute at 720p, 375 megabytes a minute at 4K. So it really does start to eat up space pretty quickly. Nevertheless, the fact that it can do it is great. You'll also get a chance to say what speed you want your slow-mo. If you want a 1080p slow-mo, it'll do it at 120 frames a second. That's half speed. Mm-hmm. I like quarter speed, don't you? 720p is a good quality, too. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I like it when I just get the action.
The action, and mm-hmm. you slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of tips. What else is new on this?
Let's see. Well, you know, there was something I was reading about today about how you can change the 3D touch settings.
Oh,
I haven't played with that. Accessibility.
Accessibility is actually a place where Apple hides a lot of things that you might want to change, even if you don't have issues with vision or hearing mobility.
So
go into general and go into accessibility. Now show us what we can do
here. 3D touch is
you could turn it off, I guess.
Well, you can,
but you can also
it.
Change the sensitivity.
And
look
here's
at that.
Something. So you press the press.
Oh, I might turn up the sensitivity.
And you can. It appears that you can also use it for zooming. That because that's something that
if you're looking at an image,
like I would like to be able to do that on.
Well, probably in the Photos app. You can
yeah.
do that. So
well,
that's interesting.
No, I can't do that in the Photos app. Can you? Because that.
So I'm going to turn. Actually, I like this. I'm going to turn down to light because I think it's actually a little bit easier.
Then
to
pushing,
press
yeah.
I was getting blisters on my
right.
fingers.
Right. I was cracking the screen.
Yeah. So that's, a lighter touch. Yeah. I'll show you another thing. I personally am thrilled by the new keyboard that shows lowercase mm-hmm. and uppercase letters on the keyboard. I find that much easier to enter passwords. But John Gruber and I presume others. Say, I don't want that. I like the old Apple keyboard. You can turn that off. Again, accessibility, keyboard, you could turn off the lowercase letters if that really bothers you. I don't know why anybody would do that, but at least one person, John Gruber of Daring Fireball, likes it that way.
Mm-hmm.
He says, oh, it's too flickery. I don't want to see that. I love it. Thank God. In fact, that I know people are going to mock me for saying this, but that really was the number one reason I wasn't using an iPhone. I could never type passwords. I didn't know what case it was in. It was it was a mystery game. I don't want to play a guessing game with my phone.
That's why, you know, LastPass is great, but the thing that you can't use LastPass sometimes when you're getting into your phone, like you can't. There's some Windows and iCloud windows, sometimes it doesn't let you get out.
I know,
have you
it's
noticed
frustrating.
That?
Yeah, when you're entering your iCloud password, for instance, that's what we call a modal dialogue. Mm-hmm. You can't back out of
modal
it in many
dialogue.
Cases.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And you have to, that's one thing. It's a big negative. I'm not alone in this. you have to enter the password an awful lot.
Yeah.
I have a long, complicated, totally random iCloud password, and I counted. I literally had to enter it five times from a scratch start to get the iPhone completely set up. Five times. It would really be enough, Apple, just to say once, oh, good, that must be you. Oh, that's your fingerprint? Good, we won't ask you for that ever again. They got to work on that.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it more secure.
No, it makes it less secure because then you're more likely to use an easier password rather than something that you've generated through LastPass. Okay, so, you know, whenever you get a new phone, it's very complicated and disconcerting to me just to not have everything where it needs to be. And I have the question of whether I want to restart from the beginning or download everything. And I want to talk a little bit about that. But I think maybe we should talk about one of our sponsors first, and then we can talk about moving on, or do you have something else?
No, we'll do an ad, but I would like to mention hearing aids.
Okay.
Because we were talking about accessibility.
Oh.
I started wearing hearing aids, and there is one brand of hearing, actually two brands of hearing aids that work directly with the iPhone. So I'll show you how you set those up.
Okay.
It's awesome! You can have different settings for different locations. It uses the GPS to know where you are. I just think it's a, if you're going to be wearing hearing aids, and we all are eventually, if we make it long
enough. I'm on reading glasses now. That's what
stage. Hearing aids comes right after reading glasses. And right before knee surgery. So just, you know, and hip surgery. So
Excellent. Just
so you plan for the future. Mm-hmm. Our show today, speaking of that, can you bring me that pill pack? I love pill pack. This is such a cool idea. Don't throw my pill pack. There we go. Thank you, John. I borrowed Elliot Williams' pill pack. I hope he doesn't mind. Elliot, if you're having a heart attack right now, see your doctor. I'm just kidding. This is a sample pill pack, but this is so cool. So here's the problem, and I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but if you take medication or even just vitamins, this is just a vitamin pill pack, it's easy to forget when you've taken the pills. Did I take them this morning? If you have parents, elderly parents, or, you know, like me, you're getting on a little bit. That happens all the time, and you miss medication, and that can be very, very dangerous. PillPack is a full-service pharmacy that does something completely extraordinary. Instead of just sending you bottles of hard-to-open pills, they send you this. This is your PillPack. And there's a pouch for each day. Look at this pouch. It's got the day, the time, the contents, all written on it. And you just, when it's time, you know, it's 8 p.m. on Saturday, you tear it off, you open it up. Your pills are inside. It's very easy to open, by the way. No accessibility issues here. And you know you're always taking the right medication at the right time. And there's never any guessing, did I take my melatonin? Should I take another pill? Now, that's not a big deal with melatonin or vitamins, but if it were, you know, heart medication, you probably wouldn't want a double dip. So this is really cool. Now, there's some other features I think are really important. PillPack puts this all together using a very sophisticated scanning technology so they don't make mistakes. This is really important. They use robotics and digital imaging technology along with a pharmacist oversight. So it's double checked to make sure you get exactly the right medication, that your pill pack exactly reflects your prescription. In fact, it's very easy to transfer your prescriptions over to pill pack. They'll call your doctor for you. You just call them or visit online. They'll manage all the refills, too, so you don't have to think about refilling. You'll just get another pill pack in the mail. Oh, this is no more trips to the pharmacy, no more standing in line to ask the pharmacist a question. They have pharmacists on call 24/7, so you just call them from the house. Hey, is it okay to take this with that? I forgot this. Is that going to be a problem? I love this, and there's no extra cost. You just pay your standard prepay or copay for your medications. The shipping is free. The packaging is free. And by the way, it is compatible with most major insurance plans, including Medicare Part D, most of it. Switching is easy. It'll just take you 5 minutes to set it up. It's a secure site. They take care of everything. Jill Duffy loved this. You know Jill.
Mm-hmm.
PC Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
She gave it a great review. You should read her review. Time Magazine said it was one of the top 25 inventions of 2014. There's even, you like this, a pill pack medication reminder app for the iPhone and the Apple Watch.
Oh.
So that your Apple Watch will say, go take your pill pack. I love this idea. PillPack.com/twit. If you sign up now via that link and you transfer your prescriptions to pill pack, you'll get a credit for $20 worth of vitamins and over-the-counter medications. That's PillPack.com/twit. Isn't that a great idea?
It is.
I just think I'm going to call
you're gonna
my
take
mom.
Take that melatonin? Don't take it now.
I've been taking Elliot's vitamins.
It's weird.
It's a little strange. It's not medication. It's just supplements.
But melatonin will make you sleepy.
He takes cranberry. Have you ever heard of that?
No. I mean, I know cranberry is good for
you. It's a supplement. He also takes fish oil. I take that. Melatonin to sleep. So that's important. Like, this is at bedtime. Mm-hmm. So the pack says 8 p.m.
Right.
So you're not going to take it by accident at the wrong time and be sleepy at work. A multivitamin, a vitamin B complex, vitamin C. So you can do this with supplements. I love this idea. You know, for years we used those Monday through Friday pillminders and all. It's such a pain to load them up. And it's easy to make a mistake. And if you're taking, like, real medication, the mistake is not healthy.
No.
PillPack.com/twit.
So we were talking before the show that I got this new phone. And, you know, I use the phone to test a lot of apps. I have a lot of stuff on it, a lot of photos that are already backed up. I wanted to start fresh and just do a clean restart. But what I missed was my contacts.
Right.
And I couldn't figure out how to just get my contacts from my iCloud backup. And you recommended that I just get them from Google, where they are also.
You have two choices. In fact, somebody in the chat room was saying he uses iCloud for his personal stuff. He uses Google for his business stuff. That's one way you could use this.
Right.
So if you go into settings and go to Mail, Contacts, and Calendar, that's at the top level on settings. That's where you set up your mail, your contacts, and your calendar. What a surprise. You add accounts, and of course it supports iCloud and various accounts. It's easy if you use one of the big names because they don't have, you don't have to put any settings in there. Otherwise, ask your internet service provider. You'll pretty much always you'll have an iCloud account because most of the time you have an Apple account that goes with your iPhone. You'll have to enter that password and set that up. But here's what I do, and you know, this is just a serving suggestion, not a requirement. I certainly use iCloud Drive for documents, and I use the iCloud Photo Library for photos. That's really a great convenience. Doesn't mean I don't use Google Plus and Flickr and Amazon and OneDrive and all the other sources to back up my photos. The more the merrier. But it's Apple's photos because of the live photo and everything. They're the only one that understands that. But I don't use Apple's Mail app because I use Gmail Inbox.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use contacts and calendars. Now, this is a little scary because if you have been and then you turn it off, it says, whoa, you want to delete all your contacts? That's okay. This is my advice to you. That's okay if you do it after you set up a second account. So the first thing to do before you do anything in the settings is to set up your Google account. And you can have mail, contacts, calendars. Let it synchronize. That means all of the iCloud contacts are now on Google as well. They're in both places. I don't like to have double synchronization. That really is a recipe for duplicates.
Mm-hmm.
So pick one, I guess, is my advice. And you can use these switches to decide. So you want both accounts in here, but decide which one's going to be your contacts account. And don't use both unless you have some fancy scheme like business on one and friends on the other one. So once you've synchronized to Google, now it's safe to turn off contacts and calendars. Apple will warn you, we're deleting it. Yes, that's fine. I do leave reminders. I leave Safari. That's bookmarks and other stuff. I leave news on because that's going to synchronize what things I read in Apple's news. The wallet I leave. Backup I leave on. Keychain is great because that's your passwords. I leave that on. And, of course, leave on Find My iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to turn that off if you want to make a backup, but you can leave it on the rest of the time. But I don't use contacts and calendars, and I use that in Gmail. Contacts, calendars, I use Gmail's notes too. Notice I don't use mail. This is really saying forward, put your Gmail in Apple's iPhone mail app. I don't actually want to do that. Because as you probably can tell, I use Inbox, a Google app. And Inbox is going to do a great job. So, sorry, I got a little message there. Kind of funny one, too. Apple's going to do a great, Google's going to do a better job, I think, of Gmail than the Apple app. So I don't use the Apple Mail app. So don't, it's a little confusing because it's called Mail. So it kind of implies that if you want to get your mail on your iPhone, you have to turn that on. No. That means if you want to get your Gmail in your Apple Mail, turn
right.
that on. So you see, I don't turn it on. That doesn't mean I don't get mail.
Mm-hmm.
I just get it in Inbox. And I do let Google do contacts, calendars, and notes. You know, part of that is because I'm going back and forth from phones all the time, including Android phones.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in iCloud, I'm not going to be able to get it out of
right.
iCloud.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how I do it. But that way you get one and only one account synchronizing, which you kind of want.
Yeah.
And I think Google does a great job of it. It's very fast.
That makes
the
sense.
The beauty is you don't have to enter in phone
right.
numbers anymore. Remember those days when you have a flip phone and you have to go,
right.
phone number.
Or when you would hand it over at the store and they would be like, oh, I can do that. Like they
have
some
machine.
Secret. Yeah, a machine. I do remember. And it's like, come back In 4 hours, you'll have everything done. And then you get your phone, and it's got 3 copies of every contact you have. And you just waited 4 hours, so you're just like, get out of here.
Synchronization is a nightmare. It's very hard to do well. Both Google and Apple have it licked, but don't cross the streams.
Don't ever cross one the streams.
For each contact and use.
So, you know, some news. There are 13 million iPhones this weekend, so we're not the only ones that bought one.
Tim Cook put out a press release, said it's the biggest iPhone weekend ever. It seems like that happens every year.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, of course, this is the second year that Apple's been selling iPhones in China. Mm-hmm. They're going to add how many more countries? Like 48 more countries?
Yeah, I think we had the press release.
Just a huge number of more countries. This phone is taking over the world. As you know, I think there are great phones from many manufacturers.
40 additional countries.
40 additional. There will be 130 countries by the end of the year. And there's lots of reason why you might prefer a different phone, even if you use an iPad or a Macintosh. But I have to say, this year's iPhone, it's amazing. I'm really kind of feeling like I'm going to be using this one for a while.
Yeah, because you were kind of like, Android's fine. And
well, no, I actually thought Android was better. In fact, I'm on record saying it was provably better.
Yes.
That's changed a little bit.
All I could hear was fine. I'm like,
no, don't say that. I got another phone. I mean, it's really expensive. There are less expensive Android phones and Windows phones out there that, you know, would work perfectly well.
Yeah.
Kind of depends how you use it. But, boy, I love the live photos.
Right.
This thing is so fast. I showed you, if you want to look at what time it is, you have to press the on-off switch to see what time it is. Otherwise, if you press the home switch, as many of you have been doing, you won't know because the fingerprint, what? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Too fast.
Fingerprint is so fast. They've really improved that. There's some things I like better. For instance, on an Android device, I can tap my Android phone to my camera and copy pictures over automatically. On an iPhone, because Apple locks down NFC, I have to go into my app and open up the Sony Play Memories app and then connect it to the camera manually. It's a little bit more of a process. That's a minor thing to give up.
I will also tell you from personal experience that the iPhones keep their value longer. And I know that's silly because we're all just like, we're going to get the new one in a year anyway. And everyone's signing up for that iPhone Forever program.
Which is a great idea.
But yes, it is a great idea. But some people don't want to sign up for that program. And so, you know, I have Galaxy S5 that I bought a year ago.
That's the one that your daughter broke.
Yeah, that's twice.
Twice.
She broke it twice.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy when I went in there and added up, like, what we'd be paying on, like, whatever program. It's like, we're paying $16 a month. Until the summer of 2017 for this phone. And we pay insurance on it. Yeah. And the deductible to get it fixed was $200.
That's
for a 12-year-old. How much is this phone worth? And they were like, it's not worth $100.
Yeah.
It's not, and I was like, the iPhone, they hold their value longer because people want them. So
they
if that's something that you want to sell it back, if, you know, wherever you're going to sell it back, that is something to think about because there are more Android phones. There are more options for Android phones.
Somebody in the chat room is saying, how do they do that 3D touch? Yes, it's bendy glass. He says, is it bendy glass? What they've done is the glass actually moves. You can't feel it moving.
Mm-hmm. Not like when I was kissing it, it wasn't moving.
No.
But
it does move a little bit, and it senses the pressure.
That's
one of the reasons, by the way, that this phone is a little bit long, bigger, about a tenth of a millimeter in every dimension, and, sad to say, has less battery. They reduced the battery by about 5% to make room for that force touch mechanism, the 3D touch mechanism. I have to say, though, you just got it, so you probably don't have a good indicator of battery life. This thing, there is no phone on the market today, no current Android device, that does as well as this. Took it off at 6 a.m. at 67%, and I've been using it, as you can see, I've been using it a lot. I'll continue to use it a lot, 2 or 3 hours of screen time, and it's going to get me easily to midnight tonight without a charge. In fact, probably longer. So for that reason alone, and by the way, that's the big one. I don't think the 6S is quite as good. I think the 6S Plus, though, will easily get you through the day.
Yeah. And Dallas in the chat room says, does it take longer to do a 3D touch than a regular tap? That's something to mention, too. You can still do the regular tapping. You know, if you tap,
sure.
It's just going to still just open.
Sure.
And the same, you know, if you wanted to, like, hold and tap like you used to, like that to
That's
delete
about apps, the
same. That's still there. You can still do that.
I think you get better and better at it as time goes by. And pretty soon it's second nature, just like right-clicking the mouse was. So I put mine in a case. I'm sure Annabella is now using a case, right?
Yes.
I decided, because I like the pink, to a clear case. This is from Rockform. I've talked about these before. Mm-hmm. This has a big magnet in it, and this is a notched thing that I can use for a tripod.
Is that what Lisa uses, too?
Yeah, no, she has...
She has a nicer ladies one.
You know what?
One.
She has leather, like, purse cases.
Oh, I thought she had a clear case.
Wallet case. Oh, yeah, and you know, now she's just using a clear one. She likes her yeah. back so much. This still looks pretty. And I put... People say, what's this dopey lanyard you put on there? It's just, to me, it's one last chance to catch it when
right.
I drop it.
Yeah, good
I just
point.
one more thing that I can grab, because you drop one of these phones and I don't care who makes it. That's glass. I don't care how good the Gorilla Glass is. That can break.
Yeah.
If it hits a sharp stone, if it hits a corner, that can break. Fortunately, with these cases, if it hits any other part of the phone, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's well protected.
Speaking of cases, last week I talked about these Griffin Slim cases for
what
your
happened?
Apple Watch.
You have a problem here.
I have a problem here.
Houston,
they pop off quite easily.
Can you
could
you
say.
See your watch? Can I don't know if you can see it. Let's put it into the
what
shot.
What happened to that?
Oh. That's my watch. Oh, there it is. Go ahead. Do that.
There we go. Okay, so here, remember I showed you this. It covers the... It pops off
honestly,
so easily.
Although they now have gold.
Yeah, they do. But okay, you can buy me one. That's fine.
Yeah.
They pop off really easily, like when I'm reaching into my purse.
Uh-oh.
And then this happens.
Oh, Jason no. That's not said, good.
I found this in the parking garage. I believe it belongs to you.
Who said that?
Jason.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He said, yeah, he found it. So I didn't even know it popped off. It's plastic. It doesn't make a lot of noise. So three-pack of $3.99. For $19.99. Sorry, not
so
three.
So now you know why they
do
a three-pack.
And so also, I didn't show this last week, because I was still testing
Jeez.
This one, the Griffin Survival Tactical
Here, put that
case.
Wow.
So, yeah, that has the plastic and everything.
That's a bumper.
Yeah.
Nice.
But that one has the same problem. When I reach into my purse, it pops off. Yeah, it catches on things and pops off. And then you don't necessarily... I think this one could probably get run over. I would hope it could get run over. But so this
I don't know. You might want
$99.
The crumple zones on this one. This protects the watch.
Yeah, it did.
Crumpled.
Yeah, we should have said we ran over it on purpose to test it. But yeah, so I don't know. Yeah. I think Griffin needs to work a little bit more on these. But yeah.
I go bareback.
Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of high-impact sports where
I did today.
You play that when you use that when you play lacrosse?
Mm-hmm. Because you want to know what your heart rate is.
Right.
And so it is a fitness device after all.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's getting a little scratched. And I showed you last week how it's getting a little bit dinged up. So.
Also,
I don't like putting the iPhone in a case. It's
I don't like it either.
Johnny Ive would go, Leo, you've taken our most beautiful device ever, and you've ruined it!
Right, because Johnny Ive could get any iPhone he wanted whenever he wanted. He doesn't need to, they don't have, the insurance plan for him. Okay, so I have an email from Gabe from Miami Beach. He says, Dear Lord, pun intended, there are just as many Pope apps as there are goat apps. Here's my favorite. He recommended the Pope Selfie app. Oh, that's not it. Let's see that. There we go. Looks
There's an app called the Pope Selfie app.
Ready?
Oh, my God, there's the Holy Father in the picture. Wait a minute.
That one's good. So
it's like we know each other.
Yeah.
Show them the picture, because
that's a good one.
That's a great selfie.
Okay.
In fact, would you send that to me for my Instagram?
I will send it to you. Let's see if it uploaded to my photos already.
It takes a little longer than that.
Nope, there it doesn't. It doesn't. It's fast.
Wow, that was instant.
Make big.
Downloading probably.
Oh yeah. There we go.
Is. Oh, he's a little bit in the shadow. Didn't you have a flash?
Cute. Oh.
Yeah, let's do another one.
Want to do one together?
Let's do one with can we put the Pope in the middle, or is he always on the edge?
No, he's always there. It's a papal thing.
Get yourself in there. It's not easy to do.
Here, now you move in.
I'm in. You're not in. You're like peeking over his shoulder. Okay.
And then you can save it.
I hope it's free.
It's free for now. But I mean,
and I hope if it makes money, it goes to, the Mother Teresa Foundation.
I don't know that it does. Here's a few other ones that I took.
Me and the
I was playing around with it a lot.
It's endless fun.
Yeah, it really is.
Is that sacrilegious?
I don't think so.
No, we
it's
love the Pope.
Just taking a selfie, and I didn't make it to New York. It's not just talking about the Pope isn't sacrilegious.
Can you get one with Father Robert and the Pope?
I will. I
think
sure
he
will.
Has an actual selfie with the Pope.
He does?
Yeah.
This Pope?
Yeah, he knows the Pope pretty well.
Oh, huh.
Oh, sure. Mm. Yeah, they're tight.
I got some things I want to talk to him about then. Good things.
Ask him if the Pope knows about the selfie app.
Okay, I will. So who else brought to us our fine show today?
Who else our show brought to us?
Who brought today? This show to us?
Well, you know, you were mentioning resale value. Gazelle is the place to go. Mm-hmm. You'll be amazed at how well your iPhone has held its resale value. Or maybe you have an older phone from another company and you want to sell it so you can buy the new iPhone. Gazelle really empowers people to recycle responsibly. Somebody wonderful who wants a phone is going to buy your phone. Gazelle will send you cash. They'll send you a PayPal credit or an Amazon gift card, and that actually they bump up 5% over the original quote. Your quotes are good. They're locked in for 30 days, so you get plenty of time to get the new phone, set it up. Even if your ship date is October 7th, no problem. All online offers are free, and there's no obligation. You just find your device, you answer a few easy questions about its condition and so forth, and you'll get your price instantly. They even pay cash for broken phones, so that's nice. That S5 that your daughter broke, she can send it to Gazelle and get a little cash for that to help pay for the new phone. Once you accept the online offer, it's good for 30 days. Shipping is free for most items, anything worth more than a buck. They'll even provide the box. All personal information is removed if you forget to wipe your device, or you can't because it's broken. Don't worry, Gazelle, these guys are great. They will remove it. They'll even give you more if the phone's worth more than they said. I don't know any company that would do that. Get a check in the mail, an Amazon gift card, a direct deposit to your PayPal account. That's what more than a million customers have done. Happy, happy customers. Gazelle's paid out over $200 million. $200 million over the last few years. And I think a lot of that money's gone to you, our listeners. Gazelle. Time to buy smart. Time to sell smart. They sell to you as well. Gazelle.
So we have some questions. We have two different questions about the iPad and 3D Touch.
Okay, I'm ready.
So Keith from New Zealand says, either my head is in the sand or I've missed a very obvious question. Is the pencil screen of the iPad Pro mutually exclusive to the 3D Touch tech of the iPhone 6S?
No, you can have both. What do you mean mutually exclusive? What does that mean?
I think what he's asking, will there be 3D Touch?
Yes,
on the,
it will
there
be.
Will be?
There will be 3D Touch.
On the iPad Pro?
Yeah. Won't there be?
I got no definitive answer, but the only thing I read was no.
Really?
No 3D Touch, that it's different technology.
Oh, that's
interesting. But I could not find a definitive answer.
Well, you know, go to iMore, because if anybody knows, it'd be iMore. In fact, we should just get Renee Ritchie on the horn and ask him, Renee, are you there? I feel like he should always be around.
He should. Just on our shoulder,
just
our little
looking
Renee.
Over his shoulder.
Renee, Apple Watch
So
app.
You found places that say, see, this is part of the problem is we may not know.
We may not know.
Best thing to do
I
probably go
expect
to...
expect you're going to know everything.
Go to Apple. Let's ask Apple. Wouldn't they know?
Well, let's ask Siri.
Yeah, ask Siri. That's Apple.
Well, okay.
She's doing something else. I noticed that earlier.
Will the iPad Pro use 3D Touch?
Apple.com should be able to answer that question.
Yeah,
they
I get
should,
that a lot.
Shouldn't they?
I get that
but
one.
But they
lot.
Couldn't.
It's not in the specs for the iPad
no.
Pro?
No. And I just, it was BGR is where I read.
Boy Genius Report, which is a pretty good source.
That no, you will not have 3D
oh,
Touch.
Oh, my.
Scooter X has the specs of the iPad Pro.
Yeah, well, it should be here on the website. If it doesn't mention 3D Touch, then right. I guess you can't
there
do it.
There was no definitive answer.
I guess you could make the case that that's something that, you know, you can't do the pencil with it. But to me, 3D Touch is a new UI that should be on all Apple Touch devices going forward. For them not to put it in the Pro
maybe they want you to buy iPads and iPhones.
It does make a lot of sense in the phone, I have to say. It may be harder to do on a big screen, mm-hmm. especially since they've got this pressure sensitivity and all of that.
So no definitive
now
response
I'm,
on
now
that.
Now I'm just disappointed.
So that was asked by Keith in New Zealand and also R.R. Connors. He said, why have I not heard a rumor that there's no iPad Air 3 because there will be 3D Touch on the new one and it's not ready? That's a rumor from R.R. Connors in the chat room.
Well, certainly, it didn't make sense to release an iPad Air 3 with just minor updates. So and they needed to rev the Mini, so they did. That's what I'm using the new Mini for. I guess there would be reason if you added Force Touch. I don't know. Hard to say. Apple's done it before. They've released new iPads sooner than a year later, mm-hmm. so it's conceivable. Yeah, no mention of 3D Touch.
No mention of. I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason besides just selling more iPhones and iPads. Tim Cook wouldn't do that to us.
Now, Michael King says it doesn't have 3D Touch, but it has Force Touch.
Force Touch. That's like the trackpad in the MacBook Pro and the Apple Watch. That, I guess, makes sense. R.R. Connors also wanted to ask, is the hardware aluminum and glass on the new iPhone strong enough to not need a case? And can you ask Leo to do a drop test?
You could ask. Leo sometimes does stupid things to his iPhone, but I love
not
this one too much to do it.
You caught the wrong Leo. This
so
is the Leo
they did
who loves...
put in more support. So the bend gate, remember people were bending their iPhones? You could still bend it, believe me. With enough force, you could bend anything. But they put a much more reinforced case in there to respond to that. The issue isn't whether this is going to survive a drop. It would. If it hits a corner or the back, it might ding it, it might dent it, but it's not going to, unless you really do a lot of force, it's not going to break it. That's not the problem. It's the glass. Now, they use an ionized, that's what Apple calls it, ionized glass screen. It's really Gorilla Glass, just like everybody else. It's the latest version of it, and it's supposedly a lot tougher. But as you and your daughter learned, if the glass hits something just right, it's very hard to have it not break.
Mm-hmm.
The reason being that glass is a material that is very strong and is really great for all the things, the touch and everything, but it's brittle.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very hard. In material science, you know, you always have to give somewhere. And the strength is great, but the brittleness is a problem. And I don't think you could make a glass that won't shatter. Having said that, this is the latest Gorilla Glass, the latest ionized glass. Apple says it's much improved over previous iPhones. That still doesn't tell you anything. Mm-hmm. Previous iPhones broke. Is it improved enough not to break? I doubt it. And I'm sure as heck not going to drop it.
No. You love your pinky McPinkerton too much to
drop
her.
My pinky. I won't drop you. Somebody also suggested, you know, there have been a couple of people who have put these in water.
Right.
For up to 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And they still worked. And somebody suggested I do that. No! I've learned my lesson.
No, waterproof maybe. I mean, water resistant maybe.
Well, Apple waterproof. Doesn't make any claims, which is smart.
Right.
But at the same time, they apparently have done enough to kind of keep it. So I wouldn't recommend doing it.
Right. Well, that's the Apple Watch. They don't make any claims, but Tim Cook says he showers in his.
A little too much information.
I shower in mine, but I
do
stopped because, yeah, people said it's going to be.
I wouldn't.
It's not so great.
I not
need
unless
to respond
it says it's
to email
water.
In the shower.
Yeah, waterproof. Yeah.
Who? I mean, that's just too great.
Have you had the compass bug? Somebody was watching, trying to shoot the moon last night, and by which I don't mean play a really tough game of hearts.
No.
The big lunar eclipse was last night, and you know, an iPhone is not a great way to shoot the moon, but it's a great way to figure out where the moon is, so you can use your good camera to do it. Apple puts a compass app on here, and I'm going to allow it to use my location. Usually, if you have trouble with the compass, you do this figure eight thing to calibrate it.
Right.
But my compass seems to be working just fine, but he said his was spinning wildly, and apparently there have been reports of a bug with the iPhone 6 and the compass app. You know, I never use the compass app, but as you can see here, it's working just fine. It might have something to do with the environment you're in. If you're inside a car, for instance, it's very hard for the compass app to work with metal all around it. No, haven't noticed it, although some people are saying there's a problem. And maybe, and this would be a worse issue, the same issues turning up in other apps that people use for astronomy and photography, like SkyGuide, and that would be bad.
Mm-hmm.
That would be bad. So I didn't use it last night, so I haven't seen the problem.
Well, we still have our App Cap Awards to do. So
we're not done.
We
got the best apps. Wait till you see our apps.
Wait till you see camera apps.
I actually don't
apps.
Know what your app is.
It's a camera app. It's not a new app, but it's new features.
New to you.
New to me and some new
I think
features.
Mine is newish.
Newish is all.
Funny,
anything
you don't look
sounds
new-ish.
Good.
Our show today brought to you by Lynda.com. Oh, I love Linda Wyman. She was a regular on the screensavers, the old screensavers. She was a great teacher. Wrote a ton of really good books about web design and web technologies. Then started this Lynda.com, and it has grown like crazy. Over 3,800 on-demand video courses, That means thousands of videos covering everything in business, in technology, creative skills. If you want to be a better photographer, if you want to know how to use Microsoft Office, if you want to learn how to program, if you want to learn how to use SharePoint or SQL Server, it's all at lynda.com. Great for a business. We have a lynda.com account for our employees. Great for an individual who wants to get better at his or her job or wants to get a better job. Even great for the hobbyist. You know, I love photography. I always want to take better photos. They have such great photography courses at lynda.com. Just added two excellent courses for beginners, Introduction to Photography and Getting Started with Photography. There's also, and I think they borrowed this idea from the tech guy, there's a five-day photo challenge to improve your composition skills. It's really fun to do this at lynda.com. One of the things I love about Lynda is, what is it called? It's called Getting Started with Photography. Many of our friends, like Burt Monroy, teach at lynda.com. There's Mikkel Olland, one of my favorite photographers.
I remember he used to be on the screen.
Love Mikkel Olland, yeah. He just published a new book. So that's the point. These aren't just great teachers. There's Mikkel. These are the smartest, bestest people actually working in the field. So you're learning from a pro. Plus, these are beautifully shot. They're not your YouTube videos. These are really professionally done. They chunk it up so you can, you know, if you want a beginning to end the course, you can do that. But you can also drop right into a chapter and learn a specific skill. The transcripts help there. You can search the transcripts for exactly that thing you want to learn. You can also read the course transcript as you watch the tutorial. Some people like to do that to follow along. Lynda.com, you can watch offline too on Android or iOS. Your membership gives you unlimited access to all of the courses, all for one low monthly rate. Whether you're looking to become an expert, whether you're passionate about a hobby and you want to just dive in, maybe you want to learn something new, just visit lynda.com/IOS today and sign up for your free 10-day trial. LYNDA.com/IOS today. We thank them so much for the support. Oh, I have an elaborate costume to put
on. An elaborate costume?
Yes.
Is it pink?
It should be, shouldn't it?
I'm not going to be pirating any software. Don't get any ideas. Just stylish.
We wear these app caps to celebrate the best apps, the favorite apps of the weekend.
Yes.
What do you got?
I have a... Do you remember Hipstamatic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love Hipstamatic.
They have an update.
It was kind of a photo filter program.
Yes. It was like pre-Instagram.
Yeah.
And then Instagram's kind of took its mojo. Ooh, awesome. So in Hipstamatic is back. And they say that their new app is specially designed for our new pinkies, Pinky McPinkerton.
Hipstamatic for the pinky.
So it's on the phone. You can show it on the iPad because it looks so cute. You know, it has this, like, little camera lens here.
So Hipstamatic, the idea was the filters are used to simulate old kinds of cameras,
right,
like Polaroid and...
Yeah, so let's take this picture of Tony.
You pick a filter.
Making coffee. This was what I was practicing again.
That's a nice picture.
Yeah, I was practicing with the live photos. I wanted to see him making coffee.
But wouldn't it look better if you, I don't know, made it look like came out of a really crappy camera?
Like that?
Yeah. Wow.
I think it looks nice. Some of them look nice.
Yeah. They're not named after cameras anymore. It looks like they're just different styles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did another one of Lisa that I thought was quite good.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Here it is.
I'm rather fond of her. Oh, she's cheering.
She is.
Yep.
Another million
downloads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think she was excited about my pink iPhone. Here, let's look at that.
I think 7 million downloads a month now.
Wow. Are you allowed to say that?
Why not?
I don't know. Here, let me take a picture.
That's good news.
It is. It's great. It's great news.
Considering what we look like, it's
right,
rather
this,
amazing.
Awesome.
Pinky McPinkerton.
This is designed. Oh, I use the regular photo app.
Turn on the live photo because I'm just going to be full of vim.
Let me just.
So, a little tip as a model for the new photo.
Mm-hmm.
Start moving now. Pinky McPinkerton!
Well, this is Hipstamatic.
Oh.
Sorry, they don't do the live photos. You could still do that. Okay.
Now I really will look like I'm from a different era.
Yeah, look, it just picked one for me. Doesn't that look good?
Oh, that's a nice picture. Take your hat out of the way.
Oh, where's my hat? Oh, up there.
Don't move the phone.
Right, I told you, sometimes I forget that it's not just me and you talking.
I like that picture.
And that we're actually recording and there are cameras
and everything. That might be my new... Would you send that to me? That's going to be my new profile photo.
I will send it to you.
Because I look so handsome.
Maybe I should just post it on one of these, the Twitters, the Flickr.
Oh, so it's got shares built in?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I could.
That's
I could post it on Twitter, and I'll give it access and tweet that, and so Hipstamatic, it is free for now.
Oh, yeah, because usually they charge for
that. Yeah, free for now.
Do you get all the filters for free, too?
You get all the filters I showed you. Yeah, there are in-app purchases.
Eventually
probably,
they'll get you.
Yes, but it's free for now.
That'll be something you'll really want.
Yeah, it will. Okay, well, let me take another picture with the live photos. I'm going to perfect my live photo. Taking. Okay, you tell me when to start.
Yeah. To infinity and beyond.
Okay, let's see how I did.
I love those lights.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, you got to have a model who's really savvy.
Let me show that. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's perfect. There has never been a better use for this. And you're saying I can't do this, I can't share this in any way except for with...
Yeah, not yet.
Well, I'm sharing
you
it
can
now.
Message, if you send it in messages to another iPhone 6S user, they could play it back.
All right. And I'm sharing it, obviously, because I just remember that we record this and other people watch. It's not just us.
What?
Apparently.
Well, why are we wearing these hats then?
I don't know.
We must look like fools.
Hipstamatic, free for now. What do you got, Leo Laporte?
I got a camera that's going to do something... of benefit to you. Have you ever, you've heard of If This Then That, right?
Yes, IFFT.
IFFT, This Then That, IFTTT.com. And you just search for If This Then That, you'll find it pretty quickly. It's a free site. There also is a free If This Then Then That app. And they released, not too long ago, I think, something they call the Do Camera. It's hard to see through these. The Do camera. So a lot of times when you use a camera on your iPhone, you're doing it because you want to... Do you ever do this? Remember a parking spot? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you see you have a great bottle of wine. You'd like to take a picture of the bottle of wine and save it. So the Do camera is kind of like If This Then That for photography. What it does, when you launch it, of course, you're going to have your default Do camera. But you can also have recipes here, and you can have a lot of recipes. I'll give you an example. They give you some suggestions as If This Then That does. I'll look at the recommended. So take a picture, post a tweet.
Mm.
Or take a picture and save handwritten notes to OneNote. So take a picture of handwritten notes, post a photo to Tumblr. There's some really kind of non-intuitive stuff. I mean, some of it's obvious. Save receipts to Evernote. Post to 500 picture, match your hue lights to your photo, upload photos to a Facebook album, share photos with your custom Slack camera, and there's a whole lot more. If you look at channels, just like If This Then That, the input is always going to be take a picture. The output can be any of these, and you'll attach them to your accounts, and that means there's really a lot that you can do. I'll give you an example. So one that I would do a lot is remember my favorite wine. So you pretend you've got a bottle of wine here, but take a picture, and instantly, done, it's in my Evernote.
Oh, that's
okay, I've taken the notes. That's all I have to do. You can have it start up in any of these. I have quite a few recipes, but pick the one that you're going to use a lot. This is the one I'm going to use a lot. Record when and where I got this business card. So what this does is takes a picture of a business card, uploads it to my Google Calendar, not only with the time and date, but the location.
Met him at the Maker Faire.
Yeah, so I can go back and I can see all the people I met at the Maker Faire. Mm. So all you do is make sure that that's the recipe on top. It gives you a little reminder that's the recipe. And when I take that picture, this picture, not of a business card, is going to upload. Here, I should take it. I'll put a business card out for you, okay? Let's see. How can I do this? And we'll do it like this. All right, so here's a business card. Take a picture of the business card. And that's going to go right to my Google Calendar, not only with the business card. Oh, I have to give access so it saves it. And it went in. There we go. Not only to the business card, but of the time and date and location that I got it. I think this is
cool.
It's free. So if, you know, it's not, I keep it on my front page because, you know, one of the things I do most often is take pictures of wine because we want to save wines we like. So that's going to be the default action, is the action that's at the very top. And you can move these around. But you can have as many actions as you want. Mm-hmm. Get photos of meals in Google Calendar. How did it know that I would want to do that?
Interesting.
So it said add that.
My favorite, if this, then that, it's not with the camera, just the regular app. It emails me. I get an email every time someone goes into space.
That's awesome. You can do stuff with email. You can do stuff with Dropbox. You can do stuff with Evernote. And,
you need to do stuff with those goggles.
You know, there should be, you know what? We could create a new recipe. Take a picture of the app cap and add it to the calendar so we know the time and day we wore this app cap.
Yes.
So that we'll never wear it again.
Right. I'll do that right now. Do camera, IFFT. Is that free? It's free, right?
It's free, and it's great. I love it. There's a lot of, you know, kind of the sky's the limit, as always, with this if this and that stuff. You just have to come up with things you can do. It ties into everything.
It works with your Amazon Echo, too. You can...
Yeah, you know what I do? Because I have timers on my Echo, like tea timers, but I'm not always in the room with the Echo. So I have, if this and that, send Echo announcements to my phone.
Oh.
My phone goes, bzz, your timer's up.
That's smart.
And I go, whoa!
I live in a house where you could hear it wherever you are, but...
Yeah. She lives in a one-room cabin.
I do.
18
My pirate
children.
Family.
Megan, we're done.
We're done. Yes. Yeah.
Man, you look good in that hat.
Thank you. I think I'll wear it for Tech News tonight.
It's quite the thing.
Yeah, so email
How do
us.
I look in this hat?
You look great. You can email us. You can call us. 757-504-iPad. And next week, we're going to have a question, a voicemail question.
We are.
About, and he said that he uses an app where he doesn't see all of the numbers. So I should read out the numbers, but I don't know what iPad is in numbers. So next week, I'll tell you what the phone number is.
I don't even understand.
Like,
that
he doesn't have, he only has numbers. He doesn't have the letters. He uses.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you know,
so iPad.
I used to, because when I did the radio show, we'd always say, call 8888-ASK-LEO. And then people said, well, I have a BlackBerry. I don't know what the letters are that go with the numbers.
Right. Okay. iPad is 4723. And I am an old-fashioned operator.
What kind of device does he have that it doesn't say what the number?
Well, you'll have to wait and watch next week. It's called Widget Dial is the app that he uses.
Well, he needs a better
dialer. So we will answer Will's question, Steve's question.
What number should they call?
They should call 757-504-iPad. Yeah, you can figure it out, too, because everybody's phone has that. Email us, iostoday@twit.tv. Email me directly, megan@twit.tv. And, you know, you can say whatever. Like, for example, maybe you should prepare a little bit more for this show.
Maybe you should memorize a phone number.
Yeah.
Not like Leo ever has.
Yes. And I think that's it. You got anything else?
Not unless you want to punch me in the face. I'm ready.
All right.
This time.
Well, thanks for, with this, Pinky McPinkerton.
We'll see you next time.
On iOS Today.
Bye-bye.